Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck is the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. And for those of you who listen to Money Life regularly, we just want to stop and say thank you so much. You know, many of you have written, told us about how the program has blessed you and how the information we've shared here on Money Life has impacted the way you live. And for that, we are truly humbled and grateful to the Lord.
Well, we sure are, and I especially am, Dave. You know, we went through this transition back in April, and on our very first day, I said, if you've tuned in today, you were probably expecting a steak dinner, but you're going to get two hot dogs, and that's the truth. But I'm so grateful that our audience has said they've learned to appreciate the two hot dogs, and they have, in fact, and they continue to write us and to thank us, and I'm just delighted that God's using this broadcast.
Well, you know, Chuck, we recently got one of those emails that really touched our hearts. And a lady wrote and she said, is it possible to give too much? I've tithed for years through thick and thin, and lately I felt a strong conviction to increase my giving to at least 20%. However, I've only been able to save about 2%, and I've been faithfully paying on old debts that went to collections for the past year, and they're still not paid. Besides, I've heard you say that when you're struggling financially, this is the time to increase your giving. Now I'm confused. Have I just short-circuited God's plan by stopping it too quickly? Is he testing my resolve?
Well, we love questions like that. And actually, this listener wrote to me personally by email, and I think she was surprised that I actually answered. But I thought if she was confused, maybe some of our other listeners are, and I should address this because we certainly don't want them to be confused. But her real conflict came from having this desire to do more, but no plan whatsoever. And because she was behind on her debt, I really felt like I needed to give her very prescriptive steps and advice. So what I said was, continue giving 10%. That's a great thing. Don't go backwards. Continue there. But now increase your savings to 10% and begin paying off your debt. And as you make progress, then add 1% to your charitable giving every year, 1% of your gross income. So after she made progress, then she could go to 11%, 12%, 13%, and until she worked her way up to that 20% that she desired to give. But don't increase your giving until you had adequate savings, have no more debts in collection, and are living with a good spending plan. That's the sound advice that I hope she heard, and I hope that you'll take it to heart as well.
Well, that is solid advice. You know, Chuck, I'd like you to take today's broadcast. Let's take the whole broadcast and talk about the current economy, and let's talk about what's going on. Is there a reason to be afraid? And how do we navigate through the rough waters that we're facing ahead? And if you're up for that, let's tackle that when we get back.
Well, look forward to that, Dave, because there is so much to talk about today.
Well, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries with Chuck Bentley, and we'll take a quick break and be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck is the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, today we're going to take the whole broadcast and talk about the economy. And for months, the front page news, the top story on the evening news is all about the economy. And if you are paying attention, the information is not good.
Well, it's not good at all, Dave. And, you know, there's some very clear indicators of that. I'm from Texas, and every summer in Texas it gets hot, and some summers it gets very hot. And we always had these little sayings about how hot it would get in Texas. And one of them was that it would get so hot that the robins, the birds, would have to use a hot pad to pull the worms. And so there's some correlations to that in our economy, because I have a friend who manages a couple $1 billion of other people's money. And he's just very, very good, very astute, very wise, very godly person. And a week ago, he called me and asked for some advice, and I knew it was bad. When he's asking me for advice, the economy is not good. But I was thinking today, we ought to talk about this because it's really not a lighthearted subject, and people respond to it emotionally, and it starts to impact our emotions in a very significant way. And if we were to use the Homeland Security system for kind of simplifying our risk of terrorist threat, then what would we be if we were looking at the risk of economic threat? So here's their chart is, if it's in red, that's severe. And they say we have a very severe risk that a terrorist attack is going to happen. The next level is orange, which is a high risk. And then yellow is an elevated risk, or what they call significant. And then guard is just the general risk, kind of the day-to-day, but nothing that they're really too aware of. And then green is low. So it goes green at the lowest risk, then blue, the general risk. Yellow is elevated, orange is high, and red is severe. And if I were to translate that to where I think we are in terms of our economy, I think the risk in our economy today is at an orange. It's high. Now, that's kind of good and bad news. It's bad news in that it's high enough to scare us all and to make everybody feel very queasy about the future. It's good news in that it's not red. I don't think the sky is falling. I don't think the wheels are going to come off. I don't think we're going to have financial Armageddon. I don't think we're going into a meltdown. But I think that God's given us early warning signs that the threat is high. Now, if you're responding to that emotionally, then that threat seems way, way, way too high to you. I mean, orange, you can go about your daily business. In other words, you don't have to shut down. It's significant, it's real, and let's face it, but don't shut down. And so I want to talk today, not just what we already know. We know it's bad. It's like saying the temperature is very high outside, it's very hot. Well, duh, I know that. I see that, I feel that. It's happening in my business, it's happening in our homes. But the question is, what do I do about it? And so if your economic threat or your personal indicators are at orange or red, how do you move in this economy lower on the scale? Really, how do you go from red and orange down to green, where you feel a low sense of economic threat? Hmm. And here's the first thing, is to fear God, but don't fear the future. Fear God, but don't fear the future. Because what happens is fear starts to wrap us up and we start to make fear-based decisions. And nobody knows 1 second into the future. We've talked about that many times on our program. Recently, I was called by a friend who said, would you like to be introduced to one of the number one economic forecasters in the country? And I thought, yeah, that would be kind of nice to know who that person is. And so I did a little checking on them, and this person is not a believer that they were referring me to. And I looked at their track record, and it was so interesting because they make their living from predicting economic trends. And most of the information I read about them was how wrong they had been on certain major economic trends. And I thought, it'll be nice to meet this person, but really, they can't tell the future any better than anyone else, although that's how they make their living, is trying to do it. But nobody really can do it. And I carry a Zim in my pocket, and a Zim is the currency from Zimbabwe. And it's $100 or 100 Zim that I picked up while I was over there. And when I was there, this was blowing on the ground. I mean, it was insignificant enough that people wouldn't bend down and pick it up, even though it's got 100 printed on it. And inflation was so bad in their country that this didn't mean anything anymore. One, it's got printed on here 100, but it had no value, because today you can get a 10 million Zim and it's worth about $3.50. So you do the math. If it takes 10 million to be worth $3.50, I don't know what this 100 is worth, but it's less than a penny, I'm sure. And so it's not worth the paper that it's printed on. And what that tells me is we should never put our hope in currency. We should never put our hope or our confidence in money. And so when it's shaky like this, when we're in orange economic threat, the first reminder is don't fear, because we should have never placed our hope in there anyway. Hebrews 13:5 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because I will never leave you or forsake you. And the implication is money will. Money will both leave you and it will forsake you. So keep your life free of it. Never put your hope in money. And I know in Zimbabwe, people are suffering and they're under duress. And I'm tracking what's happening in Zimbabwe, and we're there as Crown trying to help them. But it's very interesting because Warren Buffett recently hosted an online forum, the richest man in the world, and he asked if you could send in questions. And I was watching this forum, and a man from Zimbabwe wrote in and asked, what should I do in our current economy? Now, here's the richest man in the world, and I thought, I'm going to be really interested in what he has to say. And Warren gave a very insightful answer. He said, even if your money goes to confetti, even if it's just worthless, which there it has, it's gone to confetti, it's just worth nothing anymore. He said, there will be some form of currency used in your economy. It may be it's seashells, right? Just have a skill that you can do that people exchange seashells for your skill. Because if seashells are the currency of how you get goods and services and food, then be good enough to go to work and earn those seashells. And he said, because it doesn't matter what the currency is, you have to be able to work and provide for yourself. Well, think of that in light of the hope we have as believers, because we have more hope than just in our skills. We have hope in God Almighty, who provided oil for the widow and the ravens who brought food to Elijah. In other words, God says he can do anything no matter how dire the circumstances. And that's why we should never fear.
You know, Chuck, hold that thought. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money Package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money Package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck is the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. If you're just joining us, you can always hear the rest of this program by going to crown.org. Now, Chuck, today we're talking about the economy, and just before the break, you mentioned that the first thing that we need to do is fear God, but not fear the future.
Well, and that's because fear has such a devastating impact in our own lives, and it also causes us to make very poor decisions. And I want to make a point that it impacts the entire economy. Now, that sounds preposterous when I say that, but let me explain to you this little graph that I'm looking at that really helps you to see the basis for our economy and how it spirals upwards when we're optimistic. At the very base of how an economy grows, consumers must feel confident in the future. If they do, then they buy more things, they make more investments, they do all the things that help an economy grow based on their confidence. Well, once they start demonstrating confidence, that causes an increased demand. So the people who are producing goods and services, they'll hire more people and consume more raw materials to make more things. When those producers make more things, then employment goes up. And that means even more consumers can buy more stuff because more people are working. When that happens, investors say, hey, we've got a trend here. More people are working, more people are buying our stuff, and the value of the stock will go up because the investors feel confident. Once the investors feel confident, with more money, investors will then buy more stocks and consume more goods and services because they're getting a better return on their investment. And then the stock market rises. And when the stock market rises, consumers feel better about the future. Now, it works backwards. stock market goes down, investors start to get worried, producers start to get worried, consumers start to get worried, and everything starts to come to a standstill. That's why just recently the president came out and made a statement and said, it's going to be all right. Why? Because we all need to have confidence that we can move forward into the future, or the economy shuts down. And that's how devastating something as simple as fear can have, not only in your life, but also in an entire economy. But when you go contrary to that, even in difficult times, if you will believe optimistically about the future and trust God to move forward, not knowing what the future holds, but just operating without fear, then good things can happen. You know, Sir John Templeton just recently passed away, and it was said he got his start during the Great Depression. And during that time, when prices were very, very low, he made an investment in 100 companies that he thought might have a bright future. Well, what a great thing to do, right? Because after the Depression was over, it was said that 96 of those companies were thriving and growing. Mm. Now, wouldn't you like to have made that investment? But it took believing in the future and overcoming his fear that everything was going to pot in order to make those investments. Certainly, some of them didn't make it. Some of them did crash and burn. But he didn't allow fear to control his decisions, and he made some very wise decisions. Number two, if your economic terror is in the orange or red scale and you really want to go to green, then you've got to increase your financial margin. You know, if I described what I see out there today and what I hear day in and day out, it would be people with money but no margin. People have money, but they have no margin. And that's why it's so frightening when gas prices go up. That's why it's so frightening when the cost of food goes up. That's why it's so frightening when the prospects of losing your job are increased, because I don't have any margin. So if you could increase your financial margin, and by the way, but the reason I think we're at orange is God is telling us, get your house in order now. The red days could come. I don't think they're here now, but they could come. So if we're at orange, at this high alert, then do something about it and don't wait on somebody else to do it for you. He says, consider the ant that doesn't have a ruler, but they save up anyway without some master over them saying that you have to. They do it because they're wise. And that's what the Lord says. So increase your financial margin. That means if you can, increase your income, increase your savings, and increase your investments. Those need to go up, and your spending and your debt need to go down. Now, if you just use your thumbs, one thumb up and the other thumb down, when they pass each other and the investment side and the income side is up and the debt is down, there's your margin. That's your gap. If you have your fist right straight together, you have no margin. You've got to move one up and the other down. And at the same time, your giving needs to go up. So maximize your income potential. Make decisions that will lead you to lower your fixed overhead and also control your variable spending. So let's go back to the Homeland Security chart, but let's use economic terror. If it's severe, if you're on red, that means you not only don't have margin, it means you're underwater. So red, economic terror that is just severe, it means you're upside down. So hopefully you're not there. But if you're at orange personally and your risk is high, then you need to get at least a 10% cash flow margin every month. And I would say for every 10% that you're able to add, you will move down that chart another color. So if you've got 20% margin, then you may feel some significant threat with the economy, but it's going to go down by the time you get to blue, where you're only guarding. You've got 30% margin, and it's going to be pretty low if you've got 40% margin in your cash flow. So use that as just a rule of thumb. There's nothing hard and fast about that. But I would tell you, some of you are going to write me and say, I went from orange to yellow, and my own fear went down significantly. And then once you go another 10% of margin with your income up and your expenses down and you get down in that blue category, you're going to write me and you're going to say, I'm feeling much better about the world. Those gas prices aren't killing me like they used to be.
Well, you're listening to Money Life with Chuck Bentley from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we'll wrap up our discussion about the economy. Stay with us.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck is the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, we've been talking about the economy. We've got just a couple minutes left. Give us some last thoughts on how we should be responding to our current economic condition.
Well, you know, I hope that our listeners can hear compassion in my own voice and heart, because I feel for you if you're in a situation without financial margin. And that's not where God wants you to be. He doesn't want you to be enslaved. And I've been there. I've been at red. I've been upside down. I've lived at orange. I've tried to get used to orange. I've tried to get used to yellow. And, you know, at some point, it just wears you out. And I had a time in my life when I knew that God was leading me to do something different, and I made a job change, and I made a decision to accept a job on a straight commission basis. Now, that sounded at that time like red in terms of economic terror, that it was severe, because I needed to make money every month and I wasn't guaranteed any at all. But I remember the man who hired me was full of God's wisdom, and he looked at me and he said, "Chuck, what do you want? Do you want short-term security or long-term upside? Because if what you really want is short-term security, I can pay you a salary and you don't have to work on commission. But there's not going to be any long-term upside. Now, if you'll take the risk and you only earn what you produce, then you'll have a lot of long-term upside. Which do you prefer?" And I said, "Both." And he said, "Well, you can't have both. And so you've got to make a choice." And so I went and prayed about it. I talked to Ann about it. And I said, "What are we going to do?" And she said, "Let's take the long-term upside. Let's just go ahead and see what God will do." So I jumped out there and said, "Lord, I think you're leading me to do this and to take this job. And I need your help. What do you want me to do?" And so what I decided to do was to work very, very hard, as if I was being paid a salary, to do my very best every day, regardless of the results. So instead of just sitting around and waiting on somebody to call me, I would make calls, I would build relationships, I would network, I would send out mailings, and I got very, very aggressive, not at selling, but at trying to grow the business, thinking if I filled the funnel enough, that I would make some sales on the backside. Well, as it turned out, I made a sale in the first 30 days and actually got a paycheck the very first month of that job. And I got a paycheck the second month and the third month and the fourth month. And not one single month did I know where my income was going to come from. But it got to the point where I was selling so much that I got 1 year ahead on my income. And so I had long-term security by accepting short-term insecurity. And many people listening today, Dave, that's exactly the step of faith that God may be leading them to take.
Well, thanks, Chuck. You know, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, I'd encourage you to go to crown.org and listen to it. It'll be a great encouragement to you. Well, that wraps up this edition of Money Life. Until next time, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.